taking notes. There will be a test later. This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Is on his way into the studio after spending the last half an hour in line waiting for his $970 million Mega Millions lottery ticket, which he's going to share with me because we'll be best friends. Besties, he and I will be when he wins. No fooling. It's Steve Doolin. Doolin, welcome back.
Thanks, Gruber.
Good to have you here on a Friday. Are you in on this $970 million Mega Millions madness?
I might. Who knows? I don't ordinarily buy tickets. I remember hearing from a very wise professor that your odds of winning only increase slightly when you buy a ticket.
Yeah, that's correct. You know, my father called it, and I believe this to be true, that it's a tax on the mathematically impaired. Buying lottery tickets, that is, mathematically impaired people buy those. But I admit it, when it gets to a certain point, it's like, dude, it's $500, it's $600, it's $970 million. It's like, what the hell?
You know, I'll squander $20. Bucks it's enough fun for a dollar or whatever it costs, $3 or something.
Yeah, there you go. Why not? And then you're in. And you and I, you and I could be besties.
And that would be worth $250 million-ish or whatever it would be after taxes.
You can't even put a price on that, Doolin. You can't even put a price on that. All right, so a lot of things going on. The convenient caravan is what I call this 4,000 or so Central Americans making their way north towards the United States. The convenient caravan. How convenient that this issue comes up with 18 days to go before the midterm elections, that a caravan of, you know, poor, helpless people from South America are heading our way. And, you know, the president's talking about putting the federal troops on the border to finally secure the border. What do you make of all this?
You know, I had this thought last night. Trump is playing it so well by getting the Mexicans involved and the UN involved that he finally found a use for the bloody blue helmets. But he's playing it so well, I'm starting to suspect he's the billionaire feeding that caravan.
Yeah, maybe he is. You probably saw the videos of people standing there in line handing cash to these people. Now, where does that money come from?
Well, it could come from Soros. He's not above such tricks. There's a reason he's been outlawed in Hungary and a few other places. It could, you know, that's the thought that crossed my mind is maybe Trump is so good at 4D chess that it was his folks handing out cash on that video. It's hard to say for sure. There are a number of parties that probably believe they could benefit. It could even be coming from a legitimate charity. That's possible. I'm withholding judgment until somebody figures out who those guys are with those pockets full of cash.
You know, I like your idea, though. Donald Trump's handing out the money. I can't believe that Donald Trump is handing out money for it. No. We're doing it to help out these poor people. You said so many bad things about the president. We decided that we would get involved and hand money to these poor folks. You know, he could play it either way, no matter which way it went. But 18 days to go before the midterms, and it's one of the things that did hurt the president back in May and June. It was the separation of families at the border. Even though it was legitimate and you're stopping illegals from coming into the country, the Democrats played that to their advantage. The president capitulated, so why not try to revisit that if you're left of center and try to revisit that with only a little more than a couple of weeks before the midterms? That's the way I see it.
And your theory is probably more correct. Mine is just one step beyond reasonable, probably. But honestly, the president is playing it like a virtuoso by getting the Mexicans to send their folks down to their much shorter border. Their southern border is much more defensible than our southern border, just in terms of the sheer number of miles or kilometers. So he's got the Mexicans doing the right thing for a change. I'm kind of curious as to how that occurred, but for whatever reason, because of his powers of negotiation, he's got the Mexicans doing the right thing. He's got the UN doing something useful by getting down to the southern Mexican border to start vetting these folks and to, you know, be available to help with true humanitarian need as opposed to folks who are lying about their reasons for wanting to enter the U.S.
You know, he's had a pretty good winning streak for the past couple of weeks, starting with the confirmation of Brett Kavanaugh as an associate justice to the Supreme Court. He's had some pretty good luck. Except the caravan could be problematic, but something that certainly is problematic, and that's what's going on in Saudi Arabia, because you have to deal with the fact that it's pretty obvious, it seems, that the Saudis made a plan, and you know, they had malice aforethought to kill a journalist, to kill a dissident. Very difficult to deal with because you can't just ignore that, but at the same time, you can't blow up $150 billion in arms sales to these people, or can you? I mean, a difficult spot.
Yeah, the Saudi royal family is huge. It's literally thousands of members in the current generation of the Saudi royal family, all descendants of the original Saud. And they are not a monolithic block any more than our government is. So there's going to be a plausible story, is my prediction, where at least one member of that family is hung out to dry, offered as a sacrificial lamb, pick your favorite metaphor. And we're gonna wink and live with it and leave the crown prince off the hook. And there's another metaphor. And we're going to move on with our relationship with the Saudis because we need them, all of us do, as a counterweight to Iran now that Iraq is no longer that viable counterweight.
Just remember that according to some on the left, princes in general are bad, especially when they come from Walt Disney. You know, princes kissing Snow White without consent. It's a bad example, Doolin. I just want you to know that. All right, so
I know that story really well, and he thought she was dead, and he was just trying to say goodbye.
Oh, I see. Yeah, you know, no consent from the dead. All right, fair point, and I appreciate that. From a 1939 cartoon. The last most important question, you got 20 seconds to answer this in the speed round, the only question of the day, Michigan or Michigan State come tomorrow?
Well, you know, I live in East Lansing, so I'm going to say Michigan State and cross my fingers just like every year.
Yeah, and guard the couch, honey. We don't want it going up in flames at Cedar Village. I'm just saying that, throwing that out there. All right, Doolin, it's always a pleasure. Always a pleasure. No fooling to Steve Doolin, always on Fridays. Have a great weekend, my friend.
Thanks. You too, Steve.
There you have it. Steve Doolin, everybody. He's been, you know, it's a guy that, as crazy as this sounds, we've never actually met in person. Isn't that insane? We've never actually met in person. We've talked on the phone many, many times. Someday I'll meet the guy and I'll go, "Who are you?" "I'm Doolin." I'll go, "No, you're not." The Steve Ruhr Show on a Free For All Friday.
There's satisfaction in building something new, something important, and something that will last for generations. Right now, there are job openings across Michigan for construction workers of all kinds. It could be you. Demand for construction workers has never been higher. You can help build roads, bridges, and infrastructure all across Michigan. And remember, construction workers are cool. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Michigan Construction banner to find out more about opportunities, education, and real possibilities for your future. Click on the Michigan Construction banner at stevegruber.com. Do it today.
Are you finally ready to lose weight and have a great year? Then join me at My Pure Health Solution. I've already lost more than 30 pounds, and that's just the first 30 days. It's incredible. My Pure Health Solution is not one size fits all, but a custom program just for you. Real food, not fake shakes and bars. Yep, chicken, steak, even seafood, and yes, you lose the weight. I have, and I'm just getting started. Do it now. Get your life back. Lose the weight. Feel great. Get details at MyPureHealthSolutions.com or call 616-426-3910 to get started.